能够有对神有渴慕的，我们都可以从神得到满足。
That those who hunger and thirst after God shall be satisfied.
我在记得以前我在东部的时候，安息日早上九点钟出门啊，回到家有时候十点钟、十一点钟。
I remember when I was on the East Coast, we would leave every Sabbath morning at 9 o'clock, and then return home at 10 o'clock.
哦，有时候我的女儿问我说 ，Do you have fun?
And my daughter would ask me, Did you have fun?
期间也听不懂，这什么叫 fun？
And I didn't understand her, so I asked, What kind of fun?
后来我才了解，她所谓 fun 就是说，在灵里面呐、啊，那一种满足，那一种平安。
And I realized with fun, she meant that fulfillment, satisfaction in the spirit.
我们在神的国里面是很奥妙的，虽然肉体有点辛苦，但在灵里面呢、啊，这是一种满足。
And it's it is a mystery that amazing that even though we are physically tired, but spiritually we are satisfied.
你如果要肉体的享受，那要在外面。
And if you want physical pleasure, you find it outside.
但是如果我们想有心灵的享受，那也在这里。
But if you want pleasure of the spirit, then you will find it in here.
因为神的国就在我们当中。
Because the kingdom of heaven of God is in the midst of us.
当我们奉耶稣的名聚会，主耶稣就在我们当中。
That when we start off the service by saying in the name of Jesus Christ, that God is here with us.
我们诚心的来追求他，他就进到我们里面。
When we wholeheartedly pursue after him, he will enter into our hearts.
这个就是我们的享受。
And this is our enjoyment.
这是一种福气。
And this is a blessing.
我们现在看《使徒行传》二十二章。
And we look at Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传》二十二章。
Acts chapter 22.
第一节。
Verse 1.
二十二章第一节。
Acts chapter 22, verse 1.
第一节说：“诸位兄，父兄，请听，我现在对你们分述。
”Verse 1, brethren and fathers, hear my defense before you now.
在《使徒行传》里面有四次的分述。
And in the book of Acts, there are four defenses.
这个英文叫 defense.
They're defense.
这个分述啊，其实就是卫道。卫道就是什么 ？Apologetic.
And it is apologetics.
Yeah.就是对我们所信的道理的一种解释跟防卫。
And it is a kind of a reasoning and explanation of what we believe in.
在二十一章的三十节。
And in chapter 22, verse 30.
合成都震动百姓一起跑来拿住保罗拉他出殿门立刻关了。
And then the next day, because he wanted to know for certain why he was accused by the Jews.
21章三十节。
I'm sorry, chapter 21, verse 30. And all the city was disturbed, and the people ran together, seized Paul, and dragged him out of the temple, and immediately the doors were shut.
这是一个象征性的动作。
And this is an action of...
Symbolic action.
A symbolic action.
本来保罗传道都是在犹太人会堂。
And originally Paul was in the temple of the Jews.
对犹太人对外邦人在传。
And he was preaching to the Jews and to the Gentiles.
那现在他被拉出殿门。
But now he is dragged out of the temple.
门就关起来。
And then the doors were shut.
所以我们可以看到保罗传道里的后期福音传播速度不快。
And we see that before this, Paul's speed at preaching the gospel was not very fast.
反而保罗传道的后期都是在卫道、防卫。
But afterwards,
分数。
It is all about Paul's apologetics.
所以如果以这个如果真耶稣教会要照着使徒行传这样做蓝图来看。
And if we use church uses Acts as a blueprint.
你看使徒行传开始一天三千个人再来五千个人非常快
And if we look at Acts the first day is 3,000 and then the second day is 5,000
但是后来就很慢
And then it started to slow down
你看保罗这个人学问很高能力很大在亚略巴古对当时的哲学家在传道理
And we see here that Paul he is very educated and then he preached in major cities
雅典 Athens
In Athens.
那是一个哲学的本源。
And it is a center of all education.
就讲完了没有几个信。
But after he spoke, not many believed.
因为大家都很硬心。
because they were all hard-hearted.
所以我们现在很努力传福音，这是我们的本分。但是多少人信，这个不是我们能控制的。
And so, as hard as we preach, this is our responsibility. But the number of people who actually come to believe is out of our control.
保罗能力比我们大，没有几个信。
Paul was more capable and skilled than we were, and yet not too many believed.
所以我们教会到这个主耶稣再来的这个末期啊，我们发现变成卫道变成很重要一部分。
And we see that as we draw near to the end of before Jesus' second coming, that our apologetics is very important.
就是对我们的信的道理加以解释，并且防卫。
And so we have to have a defense of what we believe in and a reason and understanding of it.
那防卫有两个方向。
And our defense has two sides.
第一个是世界上的小学，就是世界上的哲学啊的一种攻击。
And the first is a worldly philosophy attack.
那第二个就是从宗教界里面的异端的一种攻击。
And the second is from a religious heresy attack.
这需要用我们的信仰来加以防卫。
And it is to have our faith and its defense.
所以哥罗西书是保罗传道末期写的。
And Book of Colossians was written by Paul.
那哥罗西书的重点，我们今天早上查考就是高举基督的超越性。
And then the purpose of Colossians, as we mentioned before, is proclaiming the supremacy of Christ.
那这个高举基督的超越性，就是要以基督的绝对标准来看世上的哲学跟宗教上的异端。
And through the understanding of the supremacy of Christ, we use the perspective of Christ to understand the philosophies of the world and religious heresy.
美国是一个是宗教很发达的国家。
And the U.S. is a place where there are many religions.
都有很多。
And there are a variety of religions.
那在这个多元文化里面，我们看他们讲究是对话 dialogue。
And we see among the different religions there is a dialogue.
那这个对话有一个前提就是。我们大家都一样。
And then there is a standard that we are all equal.
就站在大家都一样的立场，我解释我的，你解释你的，让我们彼此了解，相安无事。
And so we are building on the foundation that we are all equal. I say what I believe, and you say what you believe.
这个是社会上所推行的。
And this is what society pushes for.
但是我们如果回到圣经来看。
But if we return from the return to the perspective of the Bible,
我们就发现我们的信仰跟其他的信仰不是画等号的。
We see that our faith is not equivalent to other faiths.
我们的信仰跟其他的信仰差多少？
How great is the distance between our faith and theirs?
就是神跟人的差别。
It is the difference between man and God.
那这差多少？大家想。
And how great is this difference?
因为我们的信仰是神成为人耶稣来建立的。
Because our faith is established on the fact that God became down to earth as man.
那其他的信仰是人用头脑去发明的。
And then other faiths are built on the fact of on the thoughts of men.
或者说的更清楚，这个是魔鬼利用人的思想来迷惑人。
Or in other words, it is Satan using the thoughts and minds of men to come up with religion.
所以我们站在信仰的立场上来讲，不是所有的宗教都是平等的。
And so when we stand on the perspective of faith, not all faiths are the same.
所以我们先来看哥罗西书第二章。
And so if we look at Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我愿意你们晓得，我为你们老底加鞭，一切没有与我亲自见面的人是何等的尽心竭力啊！保罗说，我是何等的尽心竭力。
And it says that, for I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you.
一直念完。
And those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh.
你没有尽心竭力这个字。
No.
第二节。
Verse 2.
要叫你们的心得安慰，因为爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心，使你们真知道神的奥秘就是基督。
Verse 2. That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all the riches and the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of Father and of Christ.
第三节。
Verse 3.
所积蓄一切的智慧知识都在他里面藏着。
In him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
第四节,
Verse 4.
我说这个话, 免得有人用花言巧语迷惑你们。
Now I say this lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words.
英文叫deceive, deceive叫欺骗, 免得有人欺骗你。
And lest anyone should deceive you.
用花言巧语。
With persuasive words.
这个花言巧语就是听起来很好听。
And persuasive words sound very good.
你觉得很合理。
Yeah, it sounds very pleasing and very reasonable.
好像那个钓鱼哦，那个钓钩下来，它一定不会一直钓钩，钓钩鱼怎么会去摇呢？钓钩下来，然后下面包上一个鲫。
And so it's like when we're fishing, we don't just fish with an empty hook. We fish with bait on it.
所以这个世界上啊，要迷惑我们哦，这个不是随便讲的，这是里面有一套它的哲理，让你觉得很好，你想要进去。
And so when the world tries to deceive us, they do not just try to deceive us with anything, but they use reasoning and persuasive words.
那你如果被迷惑,被骗了,这个结果就很糟糕了。
And if you are deceived, then your outcome is very frightening.
这个结果就是我们的信仰从以基督为中心转移到其他的哲学思想或者其他的宗教信仰。
And then if we are, the result is that our faith, it goes from being God-centered and then it centers around other faiths and other religions.
那这个结果就是从天上掉到人间了。
And this result is that we fall from God down to the earth.
天上你不会死。
Up in heaven, we cannot die.
人间你会死。
On this world, we will die.
天上有平安。
Up in the sky, we will have peace.
人间有苦难。
But in this world, we will have suffering.
所以如果我们受到迷惑，从以神为中心、基督为中心的信仰，进到其他的宗教、哲学思想，就是从天上掉到地上。
And so if our faith is deceived from being God-centered into one that is brought into other religions, we are dropped from the sky down to the earth.
那第四节开始说，我说这个话，免得有人迷惑你。
And verse 4 says that now this I say lest anyone should deceive you.
所以可见这个第一节到第三节这一段话很重要。
And this is to say that verse 1 through 3 are very important.
如果这一段话我们能够去深入的了解，我们就不会被花言巧语迷惑。
And this is to say that if we understand verses 1 through 3, we will not be deceived with persuasive words.
那这段话什么？
And so what does this section say?
我们来看几个关键的字眼。
And let's look at a few key words.
在第二节的下半句。
And the second half of verse 2.
说真知道神的奥秘就是基督。
And to know the knowledge of the mystery of God and of Christ.
神是奥秘的。
And God is a mystery.
因为神是灵。
Because God is spirit.
神是看不见的。
God is invisible.
神是摸不见的。
God is intangible.
但神是存在的。
But God exists.
所以他是奥秘的。
And so he is a mystery.
那你怎么去认识神？
And so how do you come to understand God?
你看你现在了解电波，你有科学仪器，你可以去了解它。
And in order to understand
electrical
waves, we have technology to help us understand.
波长多少，你是可以了解的。
We can all understand these.
但是神既然是一个灵，
But since God is a spirit,
你怎么去了解？
How do we understand?
你没有办法去了解的。
We cannot understand.
因为它是抽象的。
Because it is abstract.
一直到神成为人来世界就是耶稣。
Until God came down to this earth as man, which is Jesus Christ.
所以约翰福音里面说，从来没有人看见神。
And in John it says that no one has seen God.
但是父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
But God sent his only son to manifest.
所以这个神看不到，但是那个耶稣是一个带有血肉在地上活33年的一个人。
And even though God is invisible, Jesus Christ carried flesh, flesh and blood for 33 years in this world.
他讲很多话，他做很多事情，他活了33年，这个是看得见、听得见、摸得到了。
And he spoke and said and did many things in this world, many things that we can hear, see, and feel.
那这一位耶稣要把那看不见的神把它表明出来。
And so this invisible God is manifested in this Jesus Christ.
所以现在我们要认识神，就有一条路可以走。
And so if we want to understand God, now we have a road that is paved before us.
那一条路就是要认识 活在地上的那一位耶稣。
And that path is to understand the Jesus that had lived in this world.
所以不认识耶稣，说他认识神，这是不可能的。
And so it is impossible to say that you understand Jesus but not God.
不是，你不认识
God.
不认识耶稣说你认识神，这是不可能的。
So it is impossible to say that you do not understand Jesus but understand God.
因为耶稣是神具体的表现。
Because Jesus is God manifest in the flesh.
但是有时候我们常常讲，你认识耶稣吗？我知道。
And so, but many times we say that, oh, do you know Jesus? Yes, I do.
就好像你说啊，张三李四，你认识吗？我知道。就好像说随便啦、
Okay. So you know such a famous person.
你说我知道。但是你如果再问深一点。
But if you ask even more detailed.
他的人生的想法是什么
What is his thinking?
他的价值观是什么
What is his value system?
换人家说我不知道。
And he says, I don't know.
你只是认识一个壳子他叫什么名字。
And you just know an outer shell of what his name is.
耶稣也是一样啊。
And the same with Jesus Christ.
你说你认识耶稣吗我信二十几年我还不认识吗
And you say, oh, I know, I believe for 20 something years, how can I not know who he is?
但再深一点那请问你把你认识的耶稣讲给我听你讲不出来。
But if you ask a deeper question, can you explain Jesus to me, then they are unable to.
所以这个认识耶稣有一个过程。
And so there is a progression to understanding Christ.
那这个过程要怎么去追求?
And so how do we pursue after this progress?
那第二节,
And verse 2.
说以致丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心使他们真知道神。
And it's attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God.
所以这里告诉我们啊,认识神有一个关键就是悟性。Understanding.
And so, to understand Jesus is there is a full assurance of understanding.
可见说信仰不是说只凭感觉的。
That our faith is not based on feeling or emotions.
我们一个人这个信仰的过程有三个阶段。
And there is a progression of our faith that has three major points.
第一个就是盲信。
And the first is blind faith.
所谓盲信就是你信但是你不知道你在信什么。
And blind faith is you believe but you do not know what you believe in.
很多人拜偶像。
Many people worship idols.
你问他你到底拜这个关公是什么。
And so you ask him, who is it that you worship?
关公啊中国人的偶像关公。
Do you understand this God, this idol that you worship?
他讲不出来。
And they cannot answer.
他没有办法解释。
Because they cannot explain it.
这个叫做迷信。
And this is blind faith.
或者盲信。因为你讲不出来你信的是什么。
And because you cannot explain what you believe in.
那我们今天信耶稣。
And so today when we believe in Christ.
几十年前啊光光光信就是说你头脑不要想太多了反正耶稣就是神啊。
Decades ago, we used to say that it doesn't matter, don't think too much, just believe.
那也是信到离世为止啊。
And then you believe till you die.
但是我们现在这个信仰啊现在在现在这个社会里面啊盲信已经不行了。
And so in the society, we cannot live on blind faith alone anymore.
因为现在这个资讯一发达以后啊你发现啊这个里面有很多的哲学思想有很多的其他的宗教信仰。
And we can see that as technology advances, there are many other philosophies and reasonings.
所以我们信仰要进步啊。
And so we must increase, improve in our faith.
就好像以前我们听人讲说，小孩子不要教，他自己就很乖了。
Like before, we used to say, oh, we don't need to teach our kids; they will naturally behave well.
真的，这是真的。你到乡下也没有报纸，也没有网络，也没有新闻，也没有 radio， 什么都没有。
And this is true because in the countryside there's no media, no internet.
你就每天晚上带他来聚会。
And every night you just bring them to service to.
那一天只要听一句就够了，一年365句。
And if you bring them to service, all they need to hear is one phrase, and then after a year they would hear 365 phrases.
那十年3650句。
And after 10 years it'd be 3650
phrases. 整个头脑都是神的话，当然他信仰就很稳固。
And then their heads would be filled with the phrases of God.
但是现在啊，他还没有神还没有进去以前啊，这个很多事情已经进去了。
But now, before the words of God entered into their minds, it is already polluted by other things.
现在没有一个父母不敢，没有一个父母敢讲，小孩子不要教了，他自己会乖。我没有听过。
And there are no more parents anymore that will dare say, "Oh, you don't need to teach your kids anymore; they will naturally behave well."
真的很难啊。
And it is truly difficult.
所以我们现在这个社会里面你不能盲信啊。
And so in this society, we cannot have blind faith.
就是你信什么？我信耶稣。
And you ask, what do you believe in? I believe in Christ.
是耶稣是怎么回事？
And so what is it about Jesus?
我不知道了，反正他就是神里面的一位。
I don't know, but he is one manifestation of God.
那这个不行。
And so this is not possible.
这个不行哈，不好了。
This is not good.
所以我要进到第二步，理性。
And so entering the second phase, which is faith with understanding.
就是要用我们的理智啊，来了解我们的信仰。
And it is to use our reasoning to understand our faith.
但是当我们想到理性的时候，我们会发现圣经里面讲所谓的理性啊，这里讲悟性，其实有两个系统。Two systems.
There are two systems of reasoning and understanding.
Yeah. 我们现在来看哥林多前书，看保罗怎么解释。
And let's see how Paul explains in 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians,
第二章
chapter 2,
二十一节
verse 20,
第一章二十一节
chapter 1, verse 21,
哎呀，世人凭着自己的智慧，既然不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救这些信的人，这就是神的智慧。
21, for since in the wisdom of God the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
这里讲世人凭自己的智慧，这个就是人世间的一套理性。
And then it says that the world used its own wisdom and it is a rational, the worldly ration.
然后二十二节
verse 22,
犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是要求智慧。
For Jews request a sign and Greeks seek after wisdom.
这个智慧是什么？人间的理性。
And what kind of wisdom is this? This is human rationale.
那用这个人间的理性，人想要来了解那个灵里面存在那位神，不可能。
And so it is impossible to use human rationale to explain the nature of God.
所以第二章第六节。
And so, jump to chapter 2 verse 6.
然而在完全人中，我们也讲智慧。不是这个世界上的智慧，不是世界上有权有位将要败亡人的智慧。
However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing.
所以这个第六节讲完全人中我们所讲的智慧，这个智慧就是理性。
And so when we talk about wisdom of those who are mature, we talk about rationale.
但是这个理性不是世界上的这一套哲理的理性。
But this rationale is not the wisdom of this age.
那这个理性是什么？
And so what is this rationale?
这个理性是从上头来的。
And it is from above.
所以十一节。
Verse 11.
除了在人里头的灵，谁能知道人的事？这样除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事情。
For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of man.
所以一个头脑聪明、理性发达的人，他很容易了解人间的哲理。
And so someone who is very intelligent and has much rationale, they can understand the wisdom of man.
但是他没有办法认识神。
But they cannot understand God.
那下面说。
And then it follows.
除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事情。
No one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God.
所以可见我们在讲这个灵里面这个理性是透过神的灵进到我们里面所给我们的。
And so to understand the spiritual wisdom, it is through the Spirit of God that has entered into us.
那我们有时候常常遇到慕道者，刚刚来听道理，他怎么听不懂。
And so when we encounter truth seekers, many times they cannot understand anything.
心里面一大堆问号。
And they have so many questions in their hearts.
怎么是这样呢？怎么是那样呢？
Why is this like that? Why is this like that?
神为什么不这样呢？神为什么不照那样呢？
And why isn't God like this?
一个最好的回答就是说，如果你是神，你就知道了。
And then the best answer is, if you are God, then you'd know.
那第二个回答就是说，你暂时不要问，先求圣灵。
And then the second answer is, first you don't ask questions, just ask for the Holy Spirit.
真的，我遇到慕道者这样，每天都要跟你讨论一个小时，怎么这么多时间呢？你暂时不要问，先求圣灵，求到圣灵有问题再来。
And I've met many truth seekers like this. They will constantly ask and debate with for an hour, and then you just stop them and say, just pray for the Holy Spirit, and then the questions will stop.
得圣灵了。
And then they receive the Holy Spirit.
过一段问他说，你有没有问题？
And then you ask them, do you have any more questions?
没有问题。
I have no questions.
过去这么多问题，现在怎么没有问题？
And before you had so many questions, how come there are no more questions anymore?
他说我坐在下面听，我每一次听我都觉得本来就应该这样啊。
Now when I sit down in the pews and I listen to the sermons, I feel like this is the way it should be.
好，但是你以前不是说为什么这样呢？
Yeah, but before you ask why was it like this?
那为什么现在说本来就这样子？
And now you say this is the way it should be.
因为过去你用世界的这一套理性要来了解神的事情。
And before you use the worldly wisdom to understand the things of God.
那现在是你用神的这一套理性来了解神的事情。
But now you use the spiritual wisdom to understand the things of God.
所以认识神的关键在哪里？
And so to understand
the key
to understanding is where?
认识神的关键在乎启示 Revelation.
And so to understand the things of God, the key is revelation.
好，我们先来看啊，路加福音。
And if we look at the book of Luke,
路加福音的二十四章
，Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章
，Luke chapter 24,
四十五节
，verse 45,
请读。
And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures.
这个地方说，耶稣开他们的心窍，让他们能够明白圣经。耶稣开他们的心窍。
And so Jesus opened their understanding.
英文叫做 open your understanding, 开窍，开通他们的理性，所以他们就能圣经就看得懂了。
And so Jesus opened their understanding and opened up their spiritual wisdom.
那这个圣经一看得懂，你就发现主耶稣是不是偶然出生的。
And if you understand the Bible, then you not say that Jesus was just randomly came to being.
主耶稣是神在旧约时代里面已经预言会出生的。
But rather, Jesus was already prophesied in the Old Testament of his birth.
所以四十四节开始在讲旧约先知的预言。
And then verse 44 talks about the law of the prophets.
说摩西的律法、先知的书、诗篇所记的，凡指我的话，都必须应验。
And then all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me.
那其实他们都是犹太人，旧约滚瓜烂熟啊。
And actually, they're all Jews.
旧约非常的熟啊。
And they're all very familiar with the Bible, the Old Testament.
但是看不懂。
But they could not understand it.
因为神没有给他理性，神的理性。
Because God did not open up their understanding.
所以他看不懂。
So they could not understand.
那现在肯开他的心。
But now God opened up their hearts.
他有那个属灵的理性。
And they have the spiritual wisdom.
所以他就看得懂啊。
And so they could understand.
他就认识了耶稣了。
And they come to know Jesus.
所以圣经在讲啊，将来犹太人要全部都得救。
And so the Bible says that later on all the Jews will come to be saved.
所以有人讲，我们现在赶快去犹太地传。
And so many people say that let's go to Israel to preach.
会很难啊。
And it'll be very difficult.
为什么？神有时候。神有他的时候。
Because God has his time.
外邦人数目满足了。
That when the number of Gentiles is filled,
那神的救恩要向犹太人打开。
Then the salvation of God shall be open to the Jews.
那这么硬心的犹太人怎么信耶稣呢？
And so how is it that the hard-hearted Israelites will come to believe?
当神用圣灵感动他们，赐给他们属灵的理性，他们圣经看得懂，他就知道耶稣就是旧约圣经里面预言的。
And so when God opens up their hearts and touches them and gives them spiritual wisdom, they will come to believe.
所以在我们回到哥罗西书。
And so if we return back to Colossians.
这里说。第二章的第二节
Chapter 2 verse 2
让你们充充足足在悟性中有充足的信心使你们真知道神的奥秘就是基督
And that attaining to all the riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mysteries of God
所以当我们经过查考之后对主耶稣更深层认识
And so through our research if when we have a full complete understanding of Jesus
我们知道他超越一切
And we know that he transcends all.
那我们就进到纯信。
And then we become into pure faith.
什么叫做纯信？
And so what is pure faith?
虽然圣经有一些我不懂。
And even though there are some things in the Bible I do not understand.
但是这不会影响我对耶稣的信心。
However, it will not affect my faith that I have towards Jesus.
所以我们过去有很多有一次我去看一个慕道者。
And one time I went to visit a truth seeker.
他太太是我们教会信徒，他在读达文西密码。
And so his wife was a church member, and he was reading books of Darwin.
Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code. 对。
And so I saw that he did not study the Bible before, and so it would be very difficult.
圣经还没有进去啊，那个毒啊，哦，先进去了。
So before the Bible entered into his mind, his mind was already poisoned.
哦，这个最后就很难。哎，但是后来感谢神，他受洗了。And
so, but thank God, he was baptized.
但是对我们信耶稣的人来讲，你需要不需要看达文西的密码？
And so, to us who as believers, whether we want to read Da Vinci Code.
如果你想了解里面在讲什么，所以你可以去向那个已经中毒的人解释这不对，这是需要的。
If you want to read it so that you can explain it to those who have already been poisoned in their minds, then it is necessary for you to read it.
如果不是这样，不需要读啊。And
if it's not for this cause, then you should not. You do not need to read it.
那是垃圾。It
is garbage.
一定有毒。
There is poison in it.
为什么?
Why?
因为我们当我们信仰已经进到纯信了,
and so when our faith has entered into pure faith,
你就发现圣经已经够了,
then you will see that the Bible is adequate.
不需要摩门经,
you do not need the Bible of the Mormons.
圣经就够了,
the Bible is enough.
耶稣就够了,
Jesus is enough.
你不需要再一个哲学家告诉你怎么得救,
you do not need another philosopher to tell you how to be saved.
你的信仰就纯了,
then your faith is pure.
只有耶稣是对的,
only Jesus is right.
只有圣经是对的,
only the Bible is right.
那就纯了,
and then it's pure.
什么也没有办法你引导,
nothing can shake you.
所以我们信仰要从盲信经过属灵的智慧悟性对圣经深入的查考进到理性到最后绝对完全的纯信。
And so our faith should go from start off from a blind faith, and then through the understanding of God through spiritual wisdom go into faith with understanding, and finally end at pure faith.
无知是危险的,
to be ignorant is very dangerous.
所以圣经说, 无知叫人灭亡,
that the Bible says that the ignorant shall die.
我们看加拉太书第三章,
if we look at the book of Galatians,
加拉太书第三章,
Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified?
这个地方说无知的加拉太人,
and here it says, O foolish Galatians.
耶稣钉十字架已经活在你面前，谁又迷惑你们呢？
That if Jesus Christ was already crucified and displayed before you, who can lead you astray?
所以这个第一章里面在讲啊，保罗说：“我的真理是神启示给我的。”
And so Paul says that the truth is revealed to me.
然后有谁传的跟我传的不同，他就应该受咒诅。
That if someone preaches a different message, they shall be punished.
所以当保罗知道他所信的、他所传的是绝对的，那下面呢，所有讲不对的、不同的都是不对。
And so when Paul is convinced that what he preaches is right, then anything otherwise is wrong.
这是经过理智的了解以后，然后已经完全的信仰变成很单纯。
And then it is through wisdom and faith, and it becomes a pure faith.
这个就是我们今天所要达到一个目标。And
this is a goal that we all have to strive for.
所以如果我们不知道我们在信什么，我们就容易被改变。And
so if we do not know what we believe in, then we can easily be swayed.
所以有时候我也看到慕道者在教会慕道，然后就 跑去问他教会的牧师，然后又跑到这边来问这边的人，又跑去教会问牧师，已经慕道五年，他从来搞不清楚。
And so I look at some of the true seekers. They come to attend our service, and then they go back to their old churches and ask the priests, preachers there, and then they come back here, and they go back and forth. And after 5 years of true seeking, they still do not know what they believe in.
因为你没有那个属灵的悟性，你只是一句问人解释给你听，你没有办法判断力，没有那个悟性，你没有判断力的。
And if you do not use the spiritual wisdom, but you are relying on what other people tell you, you will be confused.
所以我们要求神给我们这个属灵的智慧跟悟性。
And so we need to ask for the spiritual wisdom and understanding.
好，我们接下来再来看哥罗西书第二章。
And if we look at Colossians chapter 2,
第三节,
verse 3,
所积蓄的一切知识、跟智慧跟知识都在它里面藏着。
And whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
这里说一切的智慧知识都在耶稣里面藏着。
that in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
所以如果我们认识耶稣, 你就很有智慧。
And if you know Jesus, then you are filled with much wisdom.
什么是智慧?
And what is wisdom?
智慧就是一种判断力。
And wisdom is an ability to judge.
智慧就是一种洞察力, 能够从表象看到里面的真相。
Wisdom is an ability to look from the outside in and to make, to analyze.
看到它里面的真相。
To see the reality on the inside.
那这种智慧, 这个一切的智慧都在耶稣里面藏着。
That all these, this wisdom is hidden in Jesus.
所以什么样的人是最聪明的人?
And so who is the smartest person? What kind of people are the smartest?
当他认识的耶稣,有主耶稣的那种智慧, 他就是最聪明的人。That
when they come to believe in Jesus, they have the wisdom of Jesus, they are the smartest.
因为他有神的智慧。
Because they have the wisdom of God.
属灵人看透万事。
That the spiritual man sees through all things.
但是没有人能够看透他。
But no one can see through him.
这个就是最聪明的。
And this is the wisest person.
所以你看有的人哦, 安息日, 有做生意的, 安息日门就关起来。
And if we see that some people who do business, they close their doors on Sabbath.
大家就看, 这个人真的很难了解。
They close their business on Sabbath, and then many people have a hard time understanding this person.
安息日传钱可以赚更多，他不赚钱门关起来。
Business is is always better on Saturdays.
没有人能够看透他。
Yet no one can see through him.
但是对一个属灵人来讲,
but for a spiritual person,
他可以看到安息日所带给他的福分。
He can see the blessings that Sabbath gives him.
第一个, 肉体休息。
First, it is a physical rest.
第二个, 神给他的祝福。
Second is the blessing of God.
诸位,有哪一个老板说,你休息,我给你钱?
Does anyone have a boss that tells you, you take a rest and I'll pay you?
只有天上的神说,你休息,我要祝福你。
Only our God in heaven says that if you take a rest, I will bless you.
那当我们有这个属灵的智慧,
and when we have the spiritual wisdom,
我们看到神给我们的应许是一种福分。
And when we see the promise of God as our portion,
我们就是最聪明的人啊, 一年多休息52天,那不是聪明吗?
Then we are very blessed, we are very wise, and we get an extra 52 days of vacation.
他说神的福气不会减少, 这不是聪明吗?
And to know that our blessings cannot from God cannot be decreased, so is this not wisdom?
所以最聪明的人,
and so the wisest person,
不是SAT考满分的人,
is not a person who gets a perfect score on the SAT.
那个是世界的标准,
that is the worldly standard.
最聪明的人,
and the wisest person,
是你看到耶稣所看的,
it is to see what Jesus sees,
是你感受到耶稣所感受的,
to feel what Jesus feels,
是你活在 耶稣的标准之下,
and to live under the standards of Jesus.
因为一切的知识智慧都藏在他里面,
then all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge is hidden in him.
倒过来说,
and on the reverse side,
一个不认识耶稣的人,
someone who does not know Jesus,
从圣经标准, 他是愚蠢的,
from the perspective of the Bible, they are foolish.
所以哥林多前书里面, 保罗后来说, 这一些人不如变成愚拙好成为有智慧。 这一些人啊,不如变成笨笨的,所以他可以变成很聪明。
And so the Bible says that they should not go, they should go to foolish and then become wise.
为什么这样讲呢?
And why does the Bible say that?
因为很多人受了教育,我就要用理性来判断神是不是真的,判断到最后,没有神。
They are so educated that they use their reasoning to see that, to come to the conclusion that there is no God.
神在天上哈哈大笑,因为你把神从天上抓到解剖台,想要来解剖。
And so God in heaven is laughing because you bring God down and you try to analyze him from a worldly perspective.
那如果这个人没有受过教育,笨笨的,他就会,哦,是这样,祷告,得圣灵了。
And if someone in this world who has not received much of an education, they just come to believe blindly and then they receive the Holy Spirit.
耶稣就是神。
Then they believe that Jesus is God.
所以那一些在世界上自以为聪明人,不如变成愚拙,好成为有智慧。
And therefore it is better that those who claim to be wise, that they become foolish so that they may be gain spiritual wisdom.
是不是有智慧?
And so what is wisdom?
在耶稣里面认识神。
To know God through Jesus Christ.
这就是智慧的开始。
And this is the beginning of wisdom.
这就是我们卫道的开始。
And this is the beginning of apologetics.
没有认识耶稣, 你没有办法卫道。
If you do not know Jesus, you cannot defend.
因为缺乏那个判断力。
Because you lose your sense of judgment.
从神那里来判断你。
The judgment that comes from God.
你缺乏那个洞察力。 洞察就是你可以看到事情的本相，进到啊理相里面。
And so you can see the reality of insight.
比方说
，For example，
有的宗教很强调慈善。
And so many religions believe in good deeds.
Charity work.
A charity work.
慈善本身是对的。
Charity in itself is right.
哥尼流行善，他的善行达到神面前，蒙神纪念。他没有信耶稣，已经蒙神纪念。
Cornelius gave alms to the poor, and so his good deeds were brought before God.
但是如果慈善的后面是另外一个宗教要引导我们离开神，这是魔鬼的工作。
But if behind the charity there is a religion that brings us further away from God, then it is the work of Satan.
慈善是表象。
Charity is only on the outside.
魔鬼的工作是真相。
That the, on the inside, the reality is it is the work of Satan.
那这种洞察力需要有神的智慧，我们才看得清楚，所以你才有味道的能力。
And so we need this discerning factor to see the reality of things, and so this is our defense.
所以不要想说一个人书很读很多很多的学位，他就可以教导我们怎么防卫我们的信仰。
And so do not think that someone who is educated in this world can tell us how to improve our faith.
那是世界的一套。
That is the way of the world.
真的能够防卫我们的信仰是圣灵开我们的心，从圣经对主耶稣有认识。
And the only way to develop our faith is that if someone, God opens up our hearts and we understand the Bible,
我们的信仰很坚固。
Then our faith shall be firm.
我们就能够防卫我们的信仰。
And then we could defend our faith.
这是保罗对哥罗西教会的一个勉励。
And so this is encouragement that Paul has to the church in Colossia.
今天也是对我们的勉励。
And this is also our encouragement.
一起默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.